It's hard to think of a greater Cyrus than the people here and the people who've come to spend time learning and being presented possibly with challenges to practices, as we've just said now. But I'd like to think a few minutes about what's really the teichen of this gathering. And Baruch Hashem, this is a type of gathering that has gained traction in the last few years in many communities. On the simplest level, you know, a Rav on the 9 days will talk about halachas of the 9 days. So people on business have halachic shailas. So this is just another conference to discuss specific halachic issues. That's one way of looking at it, superficial, but it is true. A little bit deeper, many people who've been in yeshivas and they now face challenges in the workplace, challenges that they didn't face in yeshivas, maybe unprepared for, and there's a sort of a mutual chizuk and looking for etzes and so on, which also would give this type of conference a b'di'evet type of flavor. We're stuck. We have to work outside the walls of Beis Medrash. And there are challenges and issues, and let's be mischazik and learn how to deal with it. I think that the purpose of this gathering is much deeper. And I think these type of gatherings should begin to open up a new layer of Avodas Hashem, a layer that is critical in the big picture. And I'd like to try a little bit to ponder it. Chazal reflect on the juxtaposition of Mishpatim and Yisrael. In other words, you have the parsha of Dayanim or Choykum Mishpat, depending on the Chazal. You have Matan Torah and you have Elam Mishpatim. So Chazal give two different understandings of what is that juxtaposition. One is, it says, Ma Matruna Zois, a queen, when she marches in, has Zion Lefaneha, Vazayin Lachreha, there are guards in the front and guards in the back of her. In other words, there's sort of a motorcade in front and a motorcade in the back. So too, the Torah comes with Mishpatim in front, preceding her, and Mishpatim afterwards. What's the mashal? A queen or king needs a guard, and you have guards in the front to make sure that no one attacks. Maybe you have guards in the back to make sure no one shoots in the back. We're describing here a core part of Matan Torah. We're describing the Seder of Matan Torah. Mishpat, Torah, Mishpat. What exactly is, what's the mashal here? Chazal give another explanation more in terms of how it works together. It says in Boiker, it says maybe Yom HaShishi BaBoiker, that in the morning, Torah was given. In the evening, Mishpatim was given. There's no real pasuk for that part. It's just inferred from the fact that there's an emphasis on Boiker in Torah, so Mishpatim is something that shayach to Erev. So Chazal are telling us that there are two worlds. Mishpatim is also part of Torah. Mishpatim is halachas. Choshen Mishpat is one of the four halakim of Shulchan Aruch. It's not less Torah, yet in the overarching structure of Torah, Torah is one part and Mishpat is another part. And that division is what Chazal are trying to explain. So we're not talking about the strict halacha. If someone is over on a sif in Choshen Mishpat, he is over on Gzela. But Torah itself, in the big picture, has something called Torah and something called Mishpatim. And it's given in two different phases. First in Boker, Torah is given, and then Mishpat is given in Erev. And another way of looking at it is, there's a Zion Lefaneha, a guard in front, a motorcade in front, and a motorcade in back. So let's understand a little bit what Chazal meant here. If we're to ask ourselves, what is the relationship of Torah to the world? We would say it's a divine overriding of a natural living. It is natural to eat davacha. Treifis is one of the edible foods in the world, and many people subside on it. The Torah came along and it said, Hashem expects a higher standard. We shall not eat shrotzim and nevelas and so on. It's not natural to have a bris. A person is born with an arla. The Torah comes along and imposes a divine order and overrides it. That's Torah. Torah is given min Hashemayim, and it means it doesn't really have quote-unquote a validity in this world. You can't explain why it's important to eat kosher medically. You can't explain socially why it's important to eat kosher. You can only say there is something higher, greater, transcends this world, and that's the world of Torah. There's something called Derech Eretz, and there are two levels. It says in Ein Torah Derech Eretz, and Ein Derech Eretz Ein Torah. Derech Eretz Kodma LaTorah. Derech Eretz means things that are natural to this world. So, im ein derech eretz ein Torah, or derech eretz kodma l'Torah, means that a person who doesn't have the basic decency that any human society has, he's reaching too far for Torah. So a person who does not have a minimal requisite amount of Beit Amar Haveri, but he's very, very frum, we say, no, that's not genuine. Like those, all the Sfarim speak about this, they speak about Das Mimusis, Das Tivis. There are natural goodnesses that a Kadosh Baruch Hu planted in this world. The expectation that a person live up to something, the expectation that a person be kind to other people, the minimal level of decency that's called Derech Eretz, that precedes Torah. If a person does not have those basic decent instincts, there's no Torah. But Torah is the next step. But leaving Torah as something that is otherworldly and disconnected from this world is not full Torah. It has to loop around and has to reconnect to a degree where that becomes apparent that that's really the Bria. In other words, Torah moves into Derech Eretz, and we begin to understand that really this is what the world is about. Arayas can be perceived as Gzeiras HaKasef. It's something that Torah imposed, and it can be understood afterwards as being this is really the way of life. Anything else is a derech that's ragle yod does mofsa. It goes no place, it destroys, and so on. So the first darga is simple derech eretz, the second darga is Torah, and the third darga is derech eretz that comes afterwards. That's the structure of mishpatim, Torah, mishpatim. The Zion Lefaneha, the God in front of it, clears a path for the queen. So that's the Derech Eretz that comes before Torah. If you don't have basic decency, if you're a psychopath, if you're not a good person, no Torah is going to be chal on you. And then Torah is the queen. But when the queen comes for a visit, as soon as the queen leaves, everything goes back to normal. It wasn't normal that the cleanliness, the banners, the pageants, everything about it was unusual. The God afterwards, the Zayin Achreha, imposes the regal Hanhaga and makes it part of life. That's the Zayin Achreha. So in the big picture, we now understand Avodas Hashem is reaching a certain otherworldliness, and that requires a person to part from this world to some degree, to be in a place that is beyond, because that's what Torah is. And then the Avoda is for us to come to this world and reintegrate it and make it part and parcel of reality. When people, we still speak about this dichotomy. Yeah, this is good in the Beis Medrash, but in the real world, we do feel that the real world is not the Beis Medrash. That means we've stopped at the Beis Medrash. And reality to us is not that different than reality to Musa Olam. The second part of the Avodah is there. It's much more difficult for many reasons. And first and foremost, it's because what Chazal describe as Boker and Laila. Torah has a certain clarity to it. When a person learns Shulchan Aruch in a Beis Medrash, the halacha is clear. Well, it requires a lot of amelus, but there are givens that are very clear. This is the reality, and this is the shitas, and the machlokas, and so on. Real life, quote unquote, is quite complex and really, really dark. There's so much that's not known. The environment around you is not supportive. In a Beis Medrash, Avodas Hashem is not easy, but it's clear that it's right. In the world around, it's dark. Yes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us Mishpatim before, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu presented us Mishpatim afterwards. And that's this world that we're talking about. It's obfuscated. The Metzias is not clear. The Halacha is not clear. What's right and wrong is not clear. So much is not clear. That exactly is that Avodas Hashem. It's not the Pshat that it's a deformed version of Beis Medrash. It's the next stage after Beis Medrash. I want to just reflect a minute on the Tkufa we're now. Beis Hamikdash is, these are the days, 9 days, and besides not eating fleishiks, we also mourn the Beis Hamikdash. There's another Avodah in the 9 days. By the way, if you would, in Mirtz Hashem, when Baltimore catch up to New York, there's something called a Siyum that allows for eating meat 2-3 times a day. We're Baruch Hashem, we'll get there. We'll be there. The Beis Hamikdash is a very, it also stands apart from other mitzvahs. Other mitzvahs are almost invariably a chefza of a mitzvah. An esrog is nothing. An esrog is a priest hadar. The Torah doesn't give it a botanical name. We learn it from drashas. An esrog is only significant as a priest hadar. Tefillin, mezuzah, these are not natural items. These are concepts that must translate into the natural world. But that's what it is. Beis Hamikdash, the Rambam says, it's a mitzvah livnos bayis l'Hashem. That's the way Rambam describes it in Mishnah Torah. It's a bayis. The whole, it's a shulchan, a menorah. It's like a kisei, the Kodesh HaKadoshim. It's a bias for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Chazal say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu bikesh mis'is'av aloy liyo izdira b'tachtoinim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to create a dira b'tachtonim, a dwelling place b'tachtonim. He created Adam and Chava, Adam ate and ate sadas, and it says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I tried to have a dira, and they messed it up. And each time the world sinned, HaKadosh Baruch Hu retreated one shemayim higher, one rakia higher, until Avram began reversing the trend. Finally, it says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu came down at Har Sinai, and then it says, Basi Ligani Achoisi Kala, that's HaKamas HaMishkan. One second, HaKadosh Baruch Hu came down already. That's it. So what's the next? Chazal say that the culmination is not HaKadosh Baruch Hu coming back here. It's building the Mishkan. Why? The answer is, the word Dira B'Tachtonim is extremely meduyak. There's the presence, a person can be traveling someplace. He's a guest. A person can stay a few weeks. He's being Isaac in the business or whatever it is. He doesn't have a Dira there. He's a ger. He's somebody who's just traveling by. That's not called a Dira. If I'm in a place, no matter how long, but I'm not part of this place. So a person can be for business for months in a place. He doesn't have a dira there, and he's not part of it. A dira means that you're part of that place. Halachically, a person buys a dira, he has a din of a teshuva de makom for taxes and other nyanim. That makes you part of the place. HaKadosh Baruch Hu coming down to this world was Torah, but he's a guest. When you make a Mishkan, Basi Ligani Achoisi Kala, I've arrived to my gun. That's what happens. Building a bayis for HaKadosh Baruch Hu means that this becomes a natural habitat for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what Beis HaMikdash is. Every person who's Isaac in this world, in Yonim Azer, the kavana is that we express ourselves as Teirik Yidin, not just to the level where we're Omid Ben Isernis, Halavai, but that's the beginning of it. If it's natural for Frum Yid to live up to his words, if it's natural for Frum Yid not to engage with whom and however he's not supposed to, if it's natural for a person to do what he does, that means he's creating that type of bias. It becomes HaKadosh Baruch Hu's natural habitat. This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted in the Reishis of Bria Sa'olam. Dira B'Tachtonim means that Ruchnius is not a visiting guest on Yom Kippur, on Zvos Torah, on Purim. This is normal. It's as natural as the laws of physics. It's as natural as the elementary human behavior. That's our avodah. And getting together in asifas of this nature, discussing and talking about it, understanding that there is a world. There's a world of people who this is the world they see as being the emes. This is the real world. That's our avodah. Ashreinu, our dor was zocha, that almost everyone learned in yeshivas. Our dor was zeicha. It's been a long time since that was a reality. Ashreinu. The next stage is the mishpatim that come afterwards. The mishpatim, it's dark, it's a night, it's unclear, a lot of false leads, a lot of blundering. But Be'ez Hashem, when will be matzliach? We will have created a society where what's good and what's right and what's holy is natural in this world. And this Be'ez Hashem will become the Dira B'Tachtonim for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Amen.